We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Al Garza, Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. The group is based in Arizona and closely watches activity along America's southern border with Mexico. We want to get his thoughts today as Arizona's governor, Janet Napolitano, is named by Barack Obama, the president-elect, as his choice for the next Secretary of Homeland Security. What kind of track record does she have on border security, and what can we expect from her in this new position, assuming she is confirmed? And Al, thank you very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. Good afternoon to you.
Very good to have you with us, sir. And what has been the extent of your group's interaction with Governor Napolitano? How often have you been in contact with her? What kind of relationship have you been able to forge there?
Well, not much of a relationship, Greg. Having said that, we've never been pleased with any of her activities, her actions, to say the least. She promised border security not too long ago. In fact, she also promised the Border Patrol to increase the Border Patrol, and as well as militarize what I consider to be the war zones today, the borders. She never did any of that. Always there was some kind of an excuse, either it was going to be inhumane, and she always had a reason not to. So now we're talking about homeland security. Now, you're talking about the entire nation. If she couldn't completely satisfy anyone on a state level, how in the world is she going to be able to satisfy the entire country? I'm just in awe.
What did she accomplish in terms of border security, or what were her agenda pieces? What did she want to accomplish? What did she accomplish, if anything?
Quite frankly, she didn't accomplish much by my point of view, and in my eyes, she accomplished nothing. Quite frankly, she was very pro and still and remains to this day very pro-illegal immigrant, very pro-amnesty, whatever the voters said. She was totally against it. She would go along with this to get the vote, and once the votes went through, somehow or other, she'd find ways to veto it. So, frankly, I was never satisfied with any of it. She's just not someone that would be my choice. Quite frankly, I think she's going to do the same thing with the country that she did with the state, and that's nothing.
You've been following, obviously, the situation on the border for a long time here, Al. Governor Napolitano took office in 2003. It's now nearly 6 years after that time. How has the situation gotten better or worse, or is it about the same?
I would say the same. In some cases, probably worse. She certainly did not put any positive in spin into any of what she accomplished. Of course, now La Raza and those other organizations, they're really throwing the kudos at her, because obviously she's entertained the ideas of amnesty, and of course any time that you enforce law, she's always going to consider that to be an inhumane policy. So again, it's a question of how you look at it. I'm looking at it from the perspective of Americanism, where other countries are looking at, for example, La Raza. They're looking at it from another perspective, and it's never to the citizens' advantage. So to answer your question, as far as I'm concerned, she gets a zero.
And what do you expect from her? Do you think that this is an administration, especially with her at Homeland Security, that will perhaps revive the failed immigration plan put forward by Senators McCain and Kennedy in the past couple of years? Or will they be more likely to ignore it, given that it's a politically touchy subject?
Well, frankly, I think what we can add to it, Greg, and what that means is this. Number one, they're looking at amnesty quite seriously. And I'm afraid that it might just go through, given the track record of all these individuals. The politicians are looking at it from the perspective of follow the money. There again, they're not following what the American citizen wants. That's number one. And secondly, they obviously are entertaining ideas again that La Raza and LULAC and all these other organizations that are pro amnesty and pro illegal immigrant, Napolitano fits right in with them. So the bottom line is she's going to be doing work for these organizations and not necessarily for American citizens. So the bottom line is, again, she gets another zero.
Last 20 seconds here, Al. How will your group's activities change, if at all, in the next 4 years with the new administration?
Border security is essential. So we still continue our initial perspective, which is border security and, of course, border operations. But more than that now, Greg, we're following up on legislative and teaching our volunteers about how legislation works, what to look for, what not to look for, and things of this sort. So we're going to be following these politicians all the way through.
Al, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. As always, sir, great to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Al Garza is Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington online 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.